says, Ksava Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer holds, Ksava Rabbi Eliezer, that Kol Acham Alois Shiva Shaiser, that any time you finished the time of your Naziris, so that's all. It's not Shaiser anymore, the whole Naziris. It's only Shaiser Shiva. And why is it called the Yacham Alois? As we have before, the place said the two svaras. Either he holds a svar of Mixas Yom Kekulei, so a little bit of the 30th day in the morning is called like you finished the Naziris. Therefore, after that little bit is called Acham Alois, after you finished the Naziris. And therefore, it's only says a Shiva. Or else we had the Gemara before. The other side was that we have the holds like Papoda, that Stam Naziris is only 29 days. Therefore, the 30th day is called Acha Malois after you finish the Naziris. Therefore, it's only Saisa, like you have to wait 7 days until you become Tor, and then you can bring the Kabbonis. What about if somebody says, Hareini Nazir Shloishim Yom? I want to be a Nazir for 30 days. V'nitma Yom Shloishim. Then the Mishnah says, if you become Tomei on the 30th day, here everybody agrees, Saisa Resakel, that you have to start over again, your Naziris. And the Gemara says, like Polig Reb Lezer, Reb Lezer does not argue over here to say on the 30th day, Mixas Yom Kekulei. Why? Because since the person spoke out that I want to be a Nazir for 30 days, he spoke out 30, that means he wants to be a complete 30 days a Nazir. Therefore, if he became Tomei on the 30th day itself, that's called in the middle of the Naziris, and therefore everybody holds a Seisar Esakul. He has to start over again the Naziris. What about if somebody says, Hareini Nazir Meyayim? I want to be a Nazir for 100 days. V'nitma Yayim Meyah. And he became Tomei, he touched the mace on the 100th day. Yayim Meyah, he touched the mace. So, Lachur is Saisra Sakil. Again, according to Tanakama, since you're a Makabah upon yourself to be a Nazir for 100 days, so all 100 is part of the Naziris. Therefore, if you touch the mace on that day, you're Saisra Sakil. You have to start over again in new Naziris for a count again 100 days after you become Tahor. Rabbi Eliezer, Rama, the Mishnah says no, and it's Saiser El Shleishim. It's only Kaiser, it's only Saiser Shleishim, that's all. And what's the Hezber? The Kula Kedavinim Bo'aliba the Ba'poda Rav Masna. Says Berim, the Hezber, and this is like we learned before in the first parak. Either it goes according to the Hezber and Rabbi Eliezer, it either goes like Ba'poda. To say that Stam Naziris is 29 days, that's why the 30th day it's not Seis Resakil. Rosh it goes according to Rav Master that says, Mixas Hayom is Kekulei. There also, Yaymei is also the same thing. That it became Tomei, that's Pshan Ereisha. But that it became Tomei on the 100th day, the reason why it's Seis Shloshim, that's a different Svar in Rav Lezer. Because even though you're Makabal 100 days, so you mean to be a Nazir completely for 100 days, so if you touch the mace on the 100th day, why isn't the Seisar a Sakil? That we said before, Reb Lezer holds in Zeras HaKosiv, that if you became Tomei on Yom Melois, on the last day of your Naziris, and your Naziris was longer than 30 days, like here it was 100, or even if it would be 50 or 40, to Zeras HaKosiv then, that it's only Seisar Shleishim, that you have to start over again to count another 30 days, and not more. So that's Shan Reb Lezer, the last halacha, 100 days is only Seis Shloshim, because that's a special Gzeras HaKosev. But on the Yom Melois itself, the Pasuk says, Zeis Teres HaNozir B'Yom Melois is HaTer Amra Nitma B'Yom Melois Tein Loi Teres Nozir V'Yafilu B'Naziris Meruba. We had a Gzeras HaKosev before. That if you become Tomei on the last day of your Naziris, and this is a long Naziris that you accepted upon yourself, so that it's Seiser, it's only Seiser 30 days, and not more. That's Reb Lezer's Chiddush. So to Mishnah Raita, Mi Shen Nazir Vuba Beis HaKvaros. Somebody was in the Beis HaKvaros, he was in the cemetery, and there he said he wants to be a Nazir when he was in the Beis HaKvaros. Mi Shen Nazir Vuba Beis HaKvaros. Afilu Hu Shom Hoyisham Lamajim. Even if he stays there in the Beis HaKvaros, he goes to sleep there. He sleeps there now for 130 days. Is an Olam Lamin Aminyan. It doesn't help. It's not Olam Aminyan. These 30 days that you're in the Beis HaKvaros, like Naziris doesn't start, it's not called a good Naziris. V'yeina mevi korban tumah. You don't have to bring a korban tumah either, because we don't say real Nazir start. Kol Zaman, you're in the Beis HaKvaris, it doesn't help for you. So Rashi learns Shana Farish's Kleima, Ein Oilun Lakash Atechal Lav Oysen Naziris, Shekibul, Kishinitma, Kamevi Korbatuma. There's Pashup Shat, no Naziris is Chal at all upon you. That since you're in the Beis HaKvaris right now, and so therefore you're not Tor, it can't start upon you Naziris Tyra, so Naziris never starts. So, when do you have to bring carbon tumah? If you at least for one day, we'll soon see, and we'll soon see, 1 or 2 days, that you accepted upon yourself to be a nazir, and you were tahor, and then later you became tumay, that's the halacha that it's first you have to bring carbon tumah. But over here it's like the nazirah never started. Since you're in the Beis HaKvaris, when you first started off to say you want to be a nazir, that means nothing. Therefore, nazirah is not chal. That's why it's called v'ayne mevi carbon tumah. What about Yotza? He goes out of the Beis HaKvaris. Then the Nichnas, then he goes back into the Beis HaKvaris. Or the Lemina Minyan. Then we say the days that he was outside, he started to count Naziris. Those few days started Naziris. And now if he went back in again, the Churi says to them, or maybe Korban Tumah. And therefore that's like a regular Nazir that became Tumay. Allah says he has to bring Korban Tumah. Rabbi Eliezer, who I met, depends. Loi boi vayoyim. It does not mean the first day you accepted upon yourself to be a nazir. A regular nazir, you're outside the Beis HaKvaris. You start off to be a good nazir, nazir tohor. And then the first day, if you touch the mace, the first day, Rav Lezer says you don't have the halacha to be seisah to bring a korban tumah. Rav Lezer holds loi boi vayoyim. The Torah is not talking about that the nazir becomes tumah his first day. Shenem, because the pasuk says, V'hayomim harishonim yiplu. The pasuk says that if a nazir touches a mace, becomes tamei, the first days that he already counted fall away. So it's mashmi, you already counted a day already. Mashmi, you have to be on your second day of naziris. Now, if you touch a mace, the Torah has this parsha that you have to throw away, fall away the first day, and you have to bring korban tumah and start over again. So Blazer Bashan's pasuk means Achiyu lo yomim rishonim. You have to have at least one complete day that you kept to be a nazir tor, that you were a nazir tor for one day. Then the second day of naziris, then if you touch your mace, that's the parasha of tumas naziris. That if a nazir becomes tummy, then halacha is he slicer. He has to wait 7 days, become tor. He has to bring kabonis of tumah, of naziris tumeya. He has to bring those kabonis. And he has to bring those kabbonis, then he has to start over again. So Tosfos learns Shana Mishnah again. The Mishnah also says that if you makabel naziris in the Beis HaKvaris itself, that says Allah that even if you're there 30 days, ain oilam loy, it doesn't help for you. So Tosfos says this word that ain oilam loy doesn't help for you is like pshita, real doesn't belong there. Because the pshat is naziris is not chal at all. Because just down there doesn't help for you, that's pshita doesn't help for you. Like you're not better off than a person that was mamish tor. He started his naziris and then he went into the Beis HaKvaris. So now he's faced, he has to start over again. So pshita, if you stay in the Beis HaKvaris for 30 days, those days don't help for you. That's pshita. But so the Torah says, "Ve'afilu ha'yisham lamed yoin, oydun le'min aminyin, linyin demayin of oylach, de'enem mevi korban tumah." Just means you don't have to bring a korban tumah. The rachmana miyatom mi korban k'forsh b'gemara. That's pshita. These days that you're in the Beis HaKvaris does not help for you. The afilu mana betayra, the nitma seiseres rishonim. Even if you started to count them, you were Torah when you started to count, and then you became tamei. So it's seiseres rishonim. It throws away the beginning. The kol shchein shein olam loy. So pshita, if you started off your naziris in the Beis HaKvaris, that those first days does not help for naziris. Ki tamei nikara, you tamei at the beginning. So the Mishnah just means to say the Chiddush is that the Naziris is not chal at all, that you do not have to bring a korban tumah. But only the Mishnah says, like Tosfos Vayta, that Yosef, if you go out of the Beis HaKvaris, then the Nichna, then you come back in again, is Olam in a minyan. First, the Gemara, Yosef Nichnas Visa, Vishon of a Nichnas, by Bayoim Shetobel Bishri, Olam in a minyan, the Nizek, Ishinit Masais Reis a minyan, a Mishai of korban tumah. Again, it only means that if you come back in again now, when you're Tor, so it's considered like before that you started your Naziris, if you go back again into the Beis HaKvaris, now you're becoming Tomei, your Nazir that's becoming Tomei, so it's Seis to the Rishonim, you have to start over again a new count, But our koponim, it helps that you have to bring now a korban tumah. Now the Gemara says like this. Itma, we learned like this. Misha nozar v'u b'beis ha'kvoris. Somebody was starting off, he was in the beis ha'kvoris, and in the beis ha'kvoris itself, he was mekabel upon himself to be a nozir. He said he wants to be a nozir. So Rabbi Yechanan omar niziras chalolov. Rabbi Yechanan says, yes, the niziras is chal upon you, even though you're in the beis ha'kvoris right now, your tummy right now, still niziras is chal starts. We'll soon see what that means. Resh Lakish Amar Ein Nizirus Chalalov. Shlokish says, no, nothing doing, it's not Chalalov. So Tosfos learns that Rabbi Yochanan Amar Nizirus Chalalov L'chol Mili, a complete Nizirus, V'loike B'yoydei Shama Tuma, and you'll even get Malkus when you're in the Beis HaKvoros now. Emisva by Lotus Emenu. If they give you a warning, go out. There's a pshat is to get Malkus, you have to do a Maisi, you have to do an action. So this line, if you were outside the Beis HaKvoros and now you walk inside, the action of walking inside, for that you get Malkus. But over here, that you start off to be a Nazir inside the Beis HaKvoros, the Chur, you're not doing any Maisa. So he still says, no, you get Malkus. If they warn you to leave, go out, and you don't listen, for not going out, it's called like a Maisa has been done. And therefore you get Malkus. That's from John Rabbi Yechanan. And also, Ukashi Toyer ain't Sarach Laslo Kabbalah of Nazirus. Later, when you become Tor, that you have to start over again, you don't need a new Kabbalah. Because according to Rabbi Yechanan, when you first said a Reini Nazir in the Beis HaKvoros, it's called the Kabbalah's Nazirus. And now that you're Tomei, okay, you have to wait till you go out and become Tor and start over again. But you do not have to make a new Kabbalah later. This first Kabbalah that you said when you're in the Beis HaKvoros, that still helps. That's called a good Kabbalah. This is all Rabbi Yechanan. Resh Lakish says, no, nothing doing. Ain't Nazirus Chalalov, Schurmi for both of them. That you're not a Nazir at all, you don't get Malkus, and you don't have to be Mekabel upon yourself to be a Nazir later. It's like you said nothing, so go home and that's all. Rabbi Yechanan, no man Nazirus Chalalov, Sova, what does Rabbi Yechanan say? Mitla Taldi of a Kaima. Like the Nazirus is hanging, it's still around. True, when you're in the Beis HaKvoros, you can't have a real mitzvah of Nazirus because you're tamei. But it's hanging, it's there. And kivun de mishkacha taira chayla. As soon as you go outside and become tor, then automatically it's chal upon you, the chiv, to be a nazir. Because really, you are mekabel Nazirus. It's called a good kabbalah. So Tosfos learns the pshat that even though lashon is mitzvah tolei v'koyi, so really this would explain, not like Tosfos says, through this mashma that right now nothing is chal. It's like hanging on top of your head. And it's waiting for you to become tor, and then it will be chal. But mashma right now when you're tamei, it's not chal the yisur and nazirus. Therefore you should not get malchus for not going out. But Tosfos says no. When we call malchum, nearly the yosur. Tosfos learns no. The Koran to Rabbi Yechanan is like a chal upon you, the chiyuvim nazirus, that right now you're not allowed to drink wine, you're not allowed to take a hiccup, and you have to take a go out of this basic forest. By you staying there, you'll get Malkus for that. That's from Rabbi Yechanan. Resh Lakish Shamano, Ein Nazirus Chalalov. No, nothing doing. Right now, you're in the Beis HaKvoros. Nothing is Chal. So then he says, B'yoyde Tomei Achi Tor. V'yoz Yitztorach Lachsu L'Kabal Olav HaNazirus. But according to Resh Lakish then, when you become Tor later, you'll have to accept upon yourself to be a Nazir again if you want to. Because this first Kabbalah means nothing. Resh Lakish Shama Yehain Nazirus Chalalov. Ihodar V'yoma Chalalei. If you repeat later and accept upon yourself to be a Nazir, very good. V'lailai. But if you don't accept upon yourself later to be a Nazir, there'll be nothing. Eisvei Rev Yechon L'Resh Lakish. Rev Yechon Yasekash to Resh Lakish like this. Says now Mishnah, Mi She Nazir V'hu B'Veis HaKvoris, Ha'afilu O Yisham Shloshim Yoyim, Eimor L'min Aminyin. It says if you accepted Nazirus when you're in the Beis HaKvoros, so even if you stay there for 30 days, these 30 days don't help. These 30 days are not part of the count of your Nazirus. Zvi'ena may be Korban Tumah. And who are then? You don't have to bring a Korban Tumah because you never started to be a Nazir Tahor. To say that later when you become Tamei, then you have to bring the Korban. That's what our Mishnah says. So a person accepted upon himself to be a Nazir in the Beis HaKvoros, he does not have to bring a Korban Tumah. So the diak is, korban tumah hu deloy maisi. Mashma just that this person does not have to bring a korban tumah. That's all. But the Nazirus is really here. And the Tosfos learns that it's mamash also for you to drink wine now. You have to get out of the Beis HaKavos right now, because you're a real Nazir. Just this din, that if a Nazir that becomes Tomei has to bring Kabbonis, that's only if you started out to be a Nazir Tahor. And then you became Tomei, you have to bring Kabbonis Tumah. But here that you started out to be a Nazir in the Beis HaKavos, even though the Nazirus is Chal in the Beis HaKavos, but a Korban you don't have to bring, that's all. But it's mashma like Reb Yechanan though, that the Nazirus is Chal. Or Malay, so Reb Shlokesh answers back, no. What the Mishnah means to say is, Einai b'toyres tumah, v'einai b'toyres korban. The Mishnah means to say like Reb Shlokesh, nothing at all took place. You're not in the parasha of tumah, you're not in the parasha of a korban. You know why? Because ein Nazirus chalolov. That since you accepted upon yourself Nazirus in the Beis HaKavos, when you're tumah, nothing is chal at all. That's what the Mishnah means to say according to Reb Shlokesh. So therefore, they both learn the Mishnah their way. This thing where it says, Eisvei, I have another kasha. It says, Misha hoya tomei v'nozir, is also l'galeach v'lishtas yayin v'latame l'mesim. So somebody that was tomei, Misha hoya tomei, he was tomei, v'nozir, and then he became a nozir when he's tomei. So it says, also l'galeach, he's not allowed to take a haircut now. Mashma the nazirus is chal upon him. V'lishtas yayin, he can't drink wine. V'latame l'mesim, he can't touch mesim either. And v'im gilach, if he does take a haircut now, v'shos siyan, if he does drink wine, v'nitzma l'meisim, if he touches meisim right now, ha'reza seifek asaboyim, he says clearly he gets malchus. So who is smashing it clearly, like Rabbi Yechanan, that even though here the person accepted Nazirus, when he was tamei, the Nazirus is chal upon him, midiraisa. And therefore mamash, he gets malchus for doing these yisurim now. So the question is, if you'll tell me bishleima, that Chayla, like Rabbi Yechanan, learns that Nazirus is Chal, even though you tell me first, Haynu time of the service of Aboyim. This is the reason why you get Malkus Aboyim. Eli Yamrit Lo Chayla, but if you're going to tell me no, then Nazirus is not Chal at all, the way Rosh Lakish learns, on my service of Aboyim, how come it says here, if somebody's Makabo Nazirus, when he's Tomei, and then he drinks wine, a tzay sick, or touches a mace, he gets Malkus. According to Rosh Lakish, there should be no Malkus. But Shlaka says the zeros is not chal at all. Alright, turn over. However, like we said before, the Rosh Hashulchan says that the Zman is there, the Elam is not matped that much in these halachas, so therefore we're not going to go through them too much. But people who have a daven. So the Gemara answers according to